Okay, we're starting now. Siman Shin Chof, Sif Aleph. It's all about Schita. Schita means squeezing. The Schita we're talking about here is a Tolda of Dosh. Dosh is the same as Mefarik. It means to thresh. The threshing of grains is removing the kernel from the rest of the grain by threshing on it, meaning applying pressure on top of it. So that's a similar concept. If you think about it, if you squeeze a fruit, it's like you're squeezing out the juice from the inside, just like you're squeezing the kernel out from the when you press on the grains. Anyway, so there are different fruits which are in the realm of Daraisis and different ones which are Darabans and some that are Mutter. The basic way it goes is that olives and grapes are for sure Daraisa because the products of oil, olive oil and wine, are considered products that people want and they regularly squeeze the fruits for those products. As far as all other fruits, whether Daraisa Darabanan is a big discussion. Shulchan Aruch, it's presented, everything else is Darabanan. But that could be because it wasn't so common, like olives and grapes. But nowadays, oranges, for example, could be, since it's a very, very common to squeeze them, and many other juices as well, fruits as well. Apples, for example. So maybe all of them would be Daraisa, but that's really relevant to us for this discussion. If it's Daraisa Darabon, just that you should know it's Aser. It's for sure Aser. Okay, so like I said, grapes and olives are for sure Daraisa. All the fruits that are common to squeeze are for sure Aser. They might be Daraisa. And the only time it's going to be Mutter is if it's abnormal completely to squeeze the fruit for the juice. Now, I don't know right now a good example of that offhand because I feel like everything nowadays they squeeze into juices. But if someone could think of an example, that would be Mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does have a long discussion that even Mutter, if you're really squeezing it to get the juice, just because nobody else does it, so I'm allowed to do it, it's not considered an Isser of Schita. That's the question. And he brings a Machlekes, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the Lacha is to be Mekel. And even if you're squeezing it for juice, if nobody else does it, it'll be Mutter. Another side discussion over here is the juices that flow out naturally from things that are common to squeeze. If they flow out naturally on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to eat those juices because we're afraid that if you're going to drink the juices that float out by themselves naturally, then you will come to squeeze. So I can't really think of a great example. The closest maybe would be oranges. Sometimes like you'll have a lot of oranges on a table, and after everyone takes their piece, enough hands touched the oranges that it's just a little juice on the plate. So that squeezed out by itself on the bottom of the plate, there's like some orange juice there. So it says here in Shulchan Aruch, it'll be aser. It'll be aser to drink that juice. But the truth is, even that's a little bit complicated because the way I said the case, you're really taking the oranges for eating purposes and not for the juice. And therefore, it will be tali on the machlekes that I said before, whether oranges are deraisa or derabanan. So even that case is a little bit, would depend on how to view oranges. It's a machlekes. It's definitely worthwhile to be machmir on fruits that are very, very common to squeeze, like oranges and apples. But you cannot claim for sure that it's aser, because like I said, some poskim assume it's only derabanan, because oranges are not deraisa like grapes and olives. I'm back to, we start off by saying that it's usher to squeeze any fruit that's normal to squeeze. That's talking about squeezing it in a cup to drink it for the juice. We're going to discuss later on in the simon, what about squeezing it straight onto food? That's going to be much more lenient, and in many cases it's going to be mutter. Okay, the last point in Sif Aleph was that if it's in your mouth, mamish in your mouth, so Mishnah Berurah says you can squeeze the juice out of an olive or a grape in your mouth. That's okay. The olives that I eat here, I can't imagine being able to squeeze out any oil in my mouth. I can't picture that. But the grapes, everyone could picture grapes like squeezing out the juice of the grape. So as long as the grape's in your mouth while you're doing it, then it's mutter. couple more halachas there in tandem with the juices that are coming out on their own. Any juices that are coming out starting from Erev Shabbos are mutter. Anytime the fruits were a little bit crushed on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, excuse me, so that if you would crush them now on Shabbos a second time, it would not be asa deraisa, then whatever comes out of them, whatever juices are flung out are also mutter. If, and this is very rare, so that'll happen, but in like a wine vat, if the juices are coming out of grapes straight into a wine or other liquid, in other words, that they're not on their own ever, what we call be'en, they're never on their own. The juices that came out on Shabbos, they go directly into a cup of a liquid, some type of container of liquid, then you don't have the problem as well. Okay, those halachas probably are not so relevant. Next time, we'll discuss a much more relevant halacha, which is squeezing fruit into food. Like, for example, the famous lemon on fish or something like that, or lemon on sugar. That will be discussed tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. The main thing here is basically just the halacha that we see, which is in front of us, which some people might not be aware of this. You cannot take an orange and just squeeze it because you want to enjoy the juice. You're not allowed to do that. The basic halacha, not everyone's aware of it. So it's that in and of itself is enough to just chazer that point.